It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werfman. It's time for Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also of Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Dr. Judy Werfman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. And it's nice to be in some place warm, as Marshall said. We just came back to Florida, where everybody seems to be walking, jogging, and biking, etc. Nobody seems to be standing still.
Well, my advice to you is to stay there through the weekend, because we're expecting a nor'easter this weekend.
I know, and it always comes, and the leaves fall off the trees, and suddenly it's winter. Yeah,
That's true. Are you staying for? Are you just temporarily?
Yeah, we'll be here probably until Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Go back and cook. Anyway, the article that I sent you, Jill, about the
physical activity
effect of exercise on mood is something I came across totally accidentally. Just was sort of rummaging around the internet to see something about exercise, and it actually was sort of an astonishing article. There was as I sent to you, there's a reference to you. There was a large review article that looked at all the studies that have been done with people who are clinically depressed, severe depression, who have been willing to be put into a 3 or 4 or 5 month exercise program. Walking 3 times a week or doing resistance training with weights or a combination of both. And their mood, judged by, standardized tests of depression, was compared with those people who were not put into an exercise group but got some attention, so that the effect of the study itself was not having an impact on mood. So, they were perhaps, the other group was perhaps, given some advice about how to eat or some advice about the use of sunshine or what have you. But anyway, the two groups were comparable in terms of what was done to them. But the exercise group was, definitely exercised under the and the impact was really astonishing. What happened was that the people who were put into these exercise groups really did have a very positive impact on their mood. Their depression scores decreased, and they decreased enough so that they really were considered in remission. They no longer were depressed. And what was interesting was that after the program was over, the good mood continued, so that if they exercised for 3 months, they continued to be in remission, not to have any signs of depression for a much, much longer period of time.
Did they continue exercising?
Think about it,
Judy.
Oh, and the most important thing was they compared one group to people who were on sertraline, which is Zoloft, and they got better, and the people who were on the exercise, they got better, and the amount of people who got better was exactly the same, whether they were on exercise or an antidepressant.
And did they keep doing the exercise?
Even those who stopped taking the exercise, they continued to get better. But most of them continued. Anyway, perhaps not under supervision anymore, but
right.
they did continue to exercise. And when you think about it, no side effects. Maybe a little bit of sore muscles. They had...
But not that weight gain.
Workout clothes, but no side effects. So my question is, oh, by the way, and this study, which I came across, was published in 2004, which meant that the studies that it contained, this paper reviewed, were done probably in the early 2000s, and so this has been known in this community for a long, long time. So my question is, why hasn't this been implemented? And if one really took these results seriously, and there were many, many studies that showed this to be the case, how would you go about implementing it? I mean, would you train your therapist to become a personal trainer? Would you set up a mental health clinic that had some kind of workout facility next to it? Would you hire people just as you might hire dietitians? Would you hire people who knew how to train an individual, in exercise that was not going to be harmful or hurtful at all in terms of muscle problems? But apparently, as far as I know, nothing has been done to really use this totally non-side effect positive intervention in helping people with depression.
And I just want to interject here. I did not send this to you, but found it in The Guardian yesterday. Just basically, doctors are beginning to prescribe fresh air and walking because no,
really?
Yeah, I know it's comical, except that it isn't, because
yeah, it takes until 2018.
Yeah,
the doctors
no,
just say go out in the sunshine and walk.
And it's natural medicine. Doctors prescribing outdoors. And
I think my great grandmother could have said that.
I understand, and that's actually what I thought when I saw it. It's like, hey, wow, this is what Mom would have said. But
yeah.
Some of the descriptions are about if you go to a doctor in the Shetland Islands, bird watch for long-tailed ducks, search for shells, sketch some snowdrops. This is for stress, heart disease, diabetes, mental health problems, or other chronic conditions. And National Health has authorized them to prescribe time outdoors because, you know, years of studies has essentially said, guys, get your outside and, you know, watch the and let the healing begin.
That's exactly right. And yet, even in a, okay, let's say you have somebody who is in a psychiatric facility, they may not be able to go outside because they may be too sick at that moment.
Right.
But when they are released and go home, is there anybody there
to tell them to do that?
To say to them, this is how this is what you should be doing.
Right.
And again, and you know, one of the problems, Jill, is that there's no billing code for it. I mean, you have a billing code. If you have generalized anxiety, panic attacks, or depression, there is a billing code so that your insurance company will pay for the medication and the therapeutic sessions. Is there a billing code for
golf?
A session at the gym, or a gym membership, or a membership in the Y, or walking, you know, going into a walking club under supervision?
No, that's a really good place to start. We're out of time, but let's continue this because...
All right, very good.
All right.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.